Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. 3 weeks from today is a very special day. Do you know what it is? Many people call that day Good Friday. It's the Friday of Easter weekend, and of course it's good because of what God accomplished that day and weekend for the rescue of our human race. Over the past several weeks in our Walking with Jesus journey, we've been with the kings and prophets of ancient Israel. Most recently, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel, during a very significant time in history. Yesterday, we considered the remarkable sovereignty of God over and His strategicness in world events, which led Daniel to be positioned in the right place at the right time. How? So Daniel could help King Cyrus the Great, the most powerful man in the world in his era, recognize that the God of Israel, 150 years before, had, through the prophet Isaiah, named Cyrus as the king who would release the Jewish captives in Babylon. And more than release, Cyrus sent the captives back to their homeland, Jerusalem, commissioned to rebuild their city and especially reconstruct the temple of God in Jerusalem. Did you get all that? You might want to go back and reread that again. And if you have missed any of our recent Walking with Jesus editions, they are all in the Daily Archive tab on our website, and I urge you to go back and dig in. Because Good Friday is 3 weeks from today, I'd like to leave the exciting story of God at work in 539 BC, bringing the Jewish captives back to rebuild Jerusalem. And let's go forward in time about 560 years to the time of Jesus, and specifically the final weeks before that world-changing Passover Easter weekend. Let's walk along with Jesus and His disciples through those last days leading up to that unique and very significant weekend of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. No weekend in the history of our planet is more important or brings to every human being more exciting potential for life now and eternity. Did you get that statement, and do you agree? All four gospel writers give us perspective of that critical time, but let's begin with Matthew's account of a very significant event which launched the ramp up toward Passover Easter weekend. I use that phrase, Passover Easter weekend, because the events of that weekend are dramatically significant for Jews as Passover was accomplished and Messiah was identified, and Gentiles as Easter new beginnings. This event occurred in the northern Galilee region of Israel in about the year 25 AD. Jesus and His disciples had been together about 3 years by this time, spending most of their time either in the Galilee or Jerusalem regions. Matthew tells us, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, "Who do the people say the Son of Man is?" Matthew 16, verse 13. We begin our journey to Passover Easter here, because the question Jesus asked is the most important question every person must answer at some point in their lifetime. For we will all be required to answer the question personally when we eventually each stand before the great white throne of God, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to 15. The identity of Jesus gives validity and powerful significance to what took place that historic Passover Easter weekend. Our response to the identity of Jesus Christ determines the quality of life we live here on earth and the location of quality of life where we will spend eternity. Did you get that, my friends? Do you agree with that very strong, bold statement? So before we go any further, what is your answer to the question Jesus posed? Who do people say and who do you believe Jesus Christ is? And what is the support you provide for your declaration about who Jesus is? Where Jesus and His disciples stood at that moment is significant, which is why Matthew identified it by name, Caesarea Philippi. This Caesarea should not be confused with the major business port city on the Mediterranean, Caesarea. Please note the map I've provided. This Caesarea Philippi and the surrounding region in the extreme north of Israel were remarkable and distinctive for several reasons. First, Caesarea Philippi was a major trade crossroads where business people and travelers from all across the Roman Empire met to do business, share news from their home region, and learn about what was going on in other parts of the empire. Of course, They brought their religious beliefs and practices with them. Second, Caesarea Philippi was a place of worship of almost every god or spiritual theory from anywhere across the Roman Empire. Travelers brought their idols or images of worship, and because there was a sheer cliff portion of a large hill, they cut niches into the cliff and put their idols there, so people who also worshiped their god would find it convenient to worship here. Can you imagine what that looked, sounded, and smelled like as worshippers sacrificed animals and sang or chanted their worship songs, danced, bowed, lit incense, and prayed here before their gods? If you visit Caesarea Philippi today, you can stand there where Jesus and his disciples stood and see those niches still in the cliffs. So it should not be difficult for us to imagine the scene Jesus and his friends saw as they looked out over the huge throng of busy, noisy people that day. Does that help us understand why Jesus asked his question here at Caesarea Philippi? Third, a large spring at Caesarea Philippi was one of the headwaters of the Jordan River and provided wonderfully clean water for people, animals, and business. Naturally, this spring and the river which flowed out from it has been life-giving to centuries of people. Do you remember twice Jesus spoke of himself as living water for humanity? John chapter 4 and John chapter 7. So, let's pause here alongside the crystal clear water, looking at the crowds of people, some doing business, some worshiping idols in their niches, and let's contemplate the next question Jesus asked his disciples that day at Caesarea Philippi. But what about you? Who do you say I am? Matthew 16:15. Of course, your answer here and now may be the single most important belief you have about anything. And tomorrow we'll look more closely at why that is.